This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In the hours before Wall Street opened this morning, there was one economic number everybody was wanting to see. Chinese gross domestic product came out today. It seems the world's second largest economy is growing at an annual rate of 7.5%. That's down a couple of decimal points from last quarter. Not, however, as bad as many feared. But seriously, who are we kidding? Most economists figure China fudges its economic numbers anyhow. Our China correspondent Rob Schmitz tries to get at the truth.
First lesson about China's GDP growth figure, it's an impenetrable black box, says economist Patrick Shovanec.
There's no way that you can get behind the numbers and actually figure out where they came from.
Well, there is a way if you're among China's ruling elite. According to a 2007 U.S. diplomatic cable released by WikiLeaks, current Premier Li Keqiang told the U.S. ambassador that China's GDP figures were man-made. Li is now in charge of China's economy. Li told the ambassador the way he figured out China's GDP growth was to look at electricity consumption, rail cargo volume, and bank lending numbers. This magical formula was later dubbed the Li Keqiang Index.
If you go by the Li Keqiang Index, the Chinese economy right now has fallen below the low point that it hit in early 2009 in the wake of the global financial crisis.
That would put China's current GDP growth at least a percentage point lower than what the government says it is. Beijing-based economist Michael Pettis says it doesn't matter. He says China's GDP data is supposed to measure economic activity.
So if you build an empty airport...
For the record, China's built dozens of them.
That shows up as an increase in economic activity, but it's not really an increase in wealth if nobody uses the airport.
And that's why, as Premier Li said with a smile in what he thought was a confidential conversation in 2007, China's GDP numbers are for reference only. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.